Praised be Jesus and Mary. Let us take a brief look at today's saint, Saint Blaise, martyr, died in the year 316. One book of Lives of the Saints tells us that, according to tradition, Blaise was the bishop of Sebaste in Armenia in the early part of the 4th century and suffered martyrdom under the Roman emperor Licinius, who had commanded the governor of that province to prevent the spread of Christianity in his territory. After this edict had been promulgated, Blaise fled to the mountains and lived in a cave. When the emperor's hunters, bent on collecting wild animals for the royal games, discovered him in this cave, they carried him off to the provincial governor as a special prize. On the way, the story goes, St. Blaise did good to the different people he met. Amongst these people to whom he was able to do works of charity and mercy, there was a woman whose son was choking on a fish bone, and St. Blaise miraculously healed him. For this reason, St. Blaise is often invoked by persons suffering from throat trouble, and for this reason, there will be a blessing of throats, as is customary at the end of the Mass today. When he had reached the capital and was in prison awaiting execution, some of the people to whom he had been charitable on his way to imprisonment came to visit him. Among them was one woman who brought two fine wax candles to dispel the gloom of his dark cell. When he was finally killed, he is supposed to have been tortured with an iron rake and afterwards beheaded. Devotion to St. Blaise in the Western Church spread far and wide starting in the 8th century. And today in the Universal Church, he's honored on February the 3rd. And the feature of St. Blaise, of the liturgical commemoration of St. Blaise, is the blessing of throats, which, as we know, is a sacramental, not a sacrament, but a sacramental, meaning. And we'll take this little description from the Catechetical Dictionary for the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It describes to us what sacramentals are. Sacramentals are sacred signs that bear a resemblance to the sacraments. They signify effects, particularly of a spiritual nature, which are obtained through the intercession of the Church. By them, men are disposed to receive the chief effect of the sacraments, and various occasions in life are rendered holy. From the Catechism, paragraph 1667. The Catechetical Dictionary goes on and tells us, sacramentals must not be confused with the sacraments, even though they resemble them. Christ instituted the sacraments, the Church institutes sacramentals. Sacraments impart grace by virtue of the conferring rite itself, ex opere operato is the theological term, but sacramentals impart grace according to the dispositions of the recipient, and the intercession of the Church. The sacraments cannot be changed or modified either by the minister or the community. And when the minister or the community do modify the sacraments, they perform a grave abuse. Sacramentals instead may be changed by the proper authority of the Church. They can be, new ones can be introduced, or ones that are not no longer in use can fall out of use according to the times. And the number of sacramentals can vary. Used in accordance with the mind of the Church, sacramentals are a means of receiving actual grace and are an extension of the sacramental principle of using material objects to signify spiritual truths and grace. So this word, actual grace, just for a minute commenting on this very clear entry into the dictionary, actual grace, that word needs clarification. Actual comes from act, so hence it's actual grace, meaning it comes from the word act. So it's grace that we receive for specific actions. It's like a transient grace that accompanies actions we perform or actions that are done to us by means of the sacramental rite. Whereas the sacraments give us sanctifying grace, which is a permanent sharing in permanent in the sense of habitual, The only thing that can make it go away is mortal sin. So a habitual sharing in the divine life of God, which adheres to the very substance of our souls. So the sacramental, so blessings, for example, give us actual grace for specific actions, whereas the sacraments give us sanctifying grace, a habitual indwelling of the Most Holy Trinity in our souls, and they increase it. Some sacramentals are objects such as holy water, scapulars, rosaries, medals, statues, and icons. Other sacramentals are actions. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that sacramentals were instituted for the sanctification of certain ministries in certain states of life. They are associated with a variety of circumstances in the Christian life and things useful to man, and they always include prayer and a sensible sign. And today, through the intercession of St. Blaise, we will make use of one of these cherished sacramentals, the blessing of throats, at the end of this Mass, that this aspect of our lives too might be sanctified and used for the glory of God. Praised be Jesus and Mary.